Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. On the beginning of Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zenzola across. We've got Evan Heffelfinger in here as well. And the staff and management and everybody's on board getting you ready for this coming weekend. Packers on the road. And they are taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with Lorenzo Neal. We're going to talk with him from 95.7 The Game. We're going to talk with Eric Name, the Milwaukee basketball insider, a little Bucks basketball. Damon Bruce from The Game, same station. Now Lorenzo Neal is going to talk to us from. Damon Bruce yesterday, okay? And I want to get back to this because I didn't get nearly enough calls on this. We didn't talk as much about it, but just getting the pulse of Packer fan. Because yesterday many of you got hot. Angry hot. He said this about the Packers' chances of going into Santa Clara, California, and getting a win.
You know, I know LaFleur is very, very good, and Aaron Rodgers is just is one of the great arms this game has ever seen and known. If he does it. I mean, I give the Packers a 10% chance because of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying something. He is that good, that special, that magical. And he'll have to be all day long for four quarters without it. If he is looking at the tips of his cleats once on the sideline, game over. Game over. He's going to have to be rosy-cheeked, we're here to win, Aaron Rodgers pulling the freight train, Mr. Motivation all afternoon long. The minute he's looking at the tip of his cleats, ball game.
There you go. Ball game. Your thoughts, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You tell me. He's saying, hey, 10% chance. That's it. Aaron Rodgers starts looking down, starts getting frustrated. They know it. They smell blood in the water. They're going to come and get him. It's done. Done. Over. Night-night. Night-night. Your thoughts on that. I don't think, I think the Packers need to jump out to a fast start. I think the Packers in the last contest went toe-to-toe for quite some time before it all kind of got away from them. I think the Packers' offense has to be their best defense. I think this one is going to be one of the trenches. This one's going to be one with Brian Bulaga and Valdir, if he's needed to be used, David Bakhtiari, and really, I think the stress and strain is going to be on Corey Linsley and Billy Turner. Those two guys. The speed rush on the outside for Brian Bulaga, and I'll say this, nobody had a good game last time. So as much as I wanted to point to David Bakhtiari and go, you know what, Bakhtiari is stable, no. The last time these two teams played, everybody got walked back. Everybody did. It was a battle. So Bakhtiari and Bulaga both have to have big games, but if those two guys start playing well, then it is going to be really incumbent upon Billy Turner and Corey Linsley and that gap to get it done. It's going to really be incumbent upon those two guys to be solid. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, do it. Got one here. This is from Joe hitting us up over on Facebook. If you want to hit us up on the Facebook fan page, go ahead and do so. Go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can drop us an email there. Joe says, I give the Packers a 40% fighting chance. The 49ers are just a better team, and they have home field advantage. You got to give them 10% just for that. The Packers then must play almost an impeccable game, and they will get a win. Alex writes, same place, over there in the Facebook fan page. I'm going to take the Packers in somewhat of an upset. Packers win by 4. Mason Crosby splits the uprights just to put the game out of reach. I'm excited. Can't wait for this ball game this weekend. This one's from Tony. Tony writes in the Wendy's email inbox, where it's fresh, never frozen, by the way. Tony says, hey, guys, Matt LaFleur is going to have a better scheme. He was schooled by the master the last time these two teams met. This time he is going to be more equipped to be able to deal with an offense that he so well understands. Mike Pettine will benefit from it as well. We all know that they're doing the same. This is really the mismatch of brains because Shanahan's been doing it longer. But I think Matt LaFleur learns and Aaron Rodgers then excels. The Packers get a win. A lot of analytics going into your predictions. I like it. Like it a lot. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from your thoughts. What are the Packers' chances of getting a win in this one? Just the chances. This is from Diane. Diane says, we are heading out to California and cannot wait for this game. Can you tell us where some Packer bars are or where some Packer fan groups are going to be? You know what, Diane, that's a great question, because just yesterday I did a show out in Denver, and one of our buddies, Mark Goodman, he has been, Eric Goodman, he's from this area. His father is from this area, huge Packers fan, and his dad's a little bit older, and he'd asked me the same question. So let me ask you this, and I'll put this out there. If you are going to the game, are you with a fan group or something like that? I know Eric's dad is in his mid to upper 70s, and he's traveling alone, but Eric got him a ticket to meet him out there, but they're looking for, like, buses that are going from San Fran down to Santa Clara to see the game. If you have any kind of a group like that, anybody going like that, please let me know. Let me know, or a place that people are gathering to go and leave from to then go watch the game, or if you can buy into something like that. Really would love to hear from you. Because I think there's quite a few Packers fans that are heading out there. And when you land in San Francisco, you're still an hour away. You land in Oakland, you're still an hour away. Got to travel across the Bay Bridge and then go south. So if you have a Packer fan tour going on, if you have a you know, Packer backer group or whatever, if you're heading down and you need another tag along, I know Eric's dad, huge Packers fan from this area. He's flying out to California. He's going to be going, but they're looking for a way to get him down and back so he doesn't have to drive it himself. So I told Eric I'd do that, and I wanted to mention it, and so there you go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike, listening to us in South Milwaukee. Mike, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, guy. Boy, I am really – I'm just stoked for this upcoming game. If we all remember, and I know people have short memories, but the 2010 season, when the magic carpet ride season, where the Packers were on the road, they were a wild card. They were decimated by injuries. I think they were the first or second team in the whole NFL that had the most injuries. So facing adversity going into the playoffs, which is the second season, they made history. I think they're the first or second team to actually win the Super Bowl, being a wild card going in on the road all the time. So here's what I think. They're healthy. I think they have the weapons. I think that there's three keys to this game. One is it's going to be in the trenches, offensive, defense. But the second thing, and the most important, is this. If they don't shoot themselves in the foot with not executing, untimely penalties, spotting the other team points, you cannot do that even in the regular season, let alone the playoffs, and expect to come back and win. So they have to play flawless football, their brand of football. They don't have to worry about anything else if they don't, because, I mean, they're healthy. And even though they're on the road, yes, they know the flaws, so they have to make adjustments from the last time that they played. The third thing is this. If they can spread that ball around to all their players, because, look, Jones and Adams, they're double-teamed, triple-teamed. There has to be somebody else open. So they have to depend on these other players to step up, do their job, and they have a great chance of winning. And, hey, look, the Ravens are out. Yes, the Chiefs are in, the Titans. You never know. I mean, any given Sunday. I'm thinking that I think the stars are aligning just like they did in 2010. That's my statement.
All right. Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Look, if you believe the stars are aligned, that's fantastic. That's great. I'd love to jump into that pool with you. And I'm certainly hoping you're right. Tell me, here's the other thing. It's because it's great for our business, for what we do right here, right now, for this particular program throughout the state of Wisconsin and beyond. So you better damn well believe that we are rooting for the Green Bay Packers to get a win in this contest. There would be nothing better than for this Packers team to end up in Miami. Because we're going regardless. I mean, myself and Mike Clemens, we've been doing this now together for a long time. And we've only had one opportunity where the team that we cover actually ends up there in that big game. It would be nothing short of spectacular to see Miami painted in green and gold. I'm just telling you now, it would be absolutely fantastic. Let's go to our buddy Ken listening to us in West Bend. Ken, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Fabulous, Billy. I love that guy from San Fran.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, for all the reasons that he said, you know, this is just, I just couldn't stop laughing when I was listening to that guy because their arrogance is that high. And the Packers, like I said on Sunday when I talked to you, playing with house money. All the pressure is on San Fran. So the only guy that's going to be looking at his toes will be that clown come Sunday night after the Packers end up beating him in a close game. And the last caller, yeah, 2010, yeah, 96 teams, and these are previous callers throughout the last few days. The past is the past. This is a completely different team. This team, the 2010 team, had the back shoulder throw. They had so many weapons. This team's working with limited offensive weapons. But somehow, some way, they find a way to win. And I still believe in LaFleur. I think that he did put some new wrinkles in last week. There's going to be more in the offensive scheme this week. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the defense did get a touchdown because in the last 5 weeks after the 49ers put it to the Packers, they were averaging, 30 points they were giving up a game? So they've got lots of flaws as well. Yeah, they're playing at home. Yeah, the Packers, you can say what they want about traveling to the West Coast this year. But you know what? It's one and done, and this team realizes that. And LaFleur has these guys realizing that. So don't expect the Packers to get throttled. But I'd be looking on the other side of that coin. Packers are going to win this in a close one, and it's going to be the team that has the ball last, in my opinion. That's going to win this ball game.
I hope, Ken, you end up being right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Come back. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 8, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle. We're back out on the road. We're going to be the Brass Chap over on Layton Avenue in Greenfield. Getting you ready for this contest coming up on Sunday, an NFC Championship battle between the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Looking forward to it. Hope to see you out there as a face in the crowd. Just part of our beginning-to-end coverage of this NFC Championship game. It's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And, by the way, it's your second-to-last opportunity to get registered for the big-screen TV that we're giving away, compliments of ABC Audio Video. They will have that thing in your home in time for the big game. Guaranteed. Chris and the gang, they get it done. Go to abcvideo.com, abcaudiovideo.com. That's abcaudiovideo.com. Now, Damon Bruce, I want to go back to this because our friends from 95.7 The Game, we're going to talk to Lorenzo Neal here in 1 second. But Damon Bruce had this to say about the Packers' chances of winning in Santa Clara this weekend.
You know, I know LaFleur is very, very good, and Aaron Rodgers is just one of the great arms this game has ever seen and known, if he does it. if he does it. I mean, I give the Packers a 10% chance because of Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying something. He is that good, that special, that magical. And he'll have to be all day long for four quarters without it. If he is looking at the tips of his cleats once on the sideline, game over. Game over. He's going to have to be rosy-cheeked, we're here to win, Aaron Rodgers pulling the freight train, Mr. Motivation all afternoon long. The minute he's looking at the tip of his cleats, ball game.
10% chance of winning, he gives the Green Bay Packers. We now go out to 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Lorenzo Neal, the former fullback, joining us. Lorenzo, how you doing again?
Hey, guys, I'm great. How we doing there in the big city, baby, where it's happening there in Green Bay?
We are giddy for this weekend. Your partner in crime, Damon, says 10%. That's all he gives the Green Bay Packers of getting a win if Aaron Rodgers plays his best game ever. You tell me if you think he's right or wrong.
Well, I think that he's got – I think there's big odds. I think that you got to realize – let's be real. You know, Green Bay came out last time and didn't fare as well as they should have. I think that Green Bay didn't play up to their capability. You could ask a guy by the name of Mike Tyson, had that workout with him and Buster Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think those odds are that big. I think that Buster Douglas had less of a chance to upset Mike Tyson than Green Bay has to upset the Niners. I think that you would take the Niners, you would take Green Bay's odds way more than you would have taken Buster Douglas if you were looking at those type of odds, because football's different. You got to realize, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, you know the men on that team. They got embarrassed, they got motorboated, got slapped around. And football, that's why, you know, the comment you got from Damon, which is, I understand, but Damon hadn't played this game. I know what it's like to go out there and have a dominant game and then play a team a second time, and all of a sudden they get off the bus and they just want a little bit more. You think that it's going to be the same thing, deja vu, and they punch you in the mouth, and before you know it, it turns into a dogfight. Ask Baltimore how that worked out for them playing against Tennessee last week. You look at Kansas City, how'd they start off? You look at a lot of teams. You go out there in football, you got to earn it. Football's a different sport. Now, I do think that, I'm going to be real, I do think that the Niners are a little bit more talented. I think they're front four and what they can do. They're a little bit better than Green Bay just on paper. But that's why you play the game. You go out there and you make these things happen, and you guys got a pretty good quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, going to go down arguably top five quarterbacks that ever played the game. And you got one of Fresno State's finest. I'm pulling for my boy Devontae Adams. To have a big game, have 200 yards receiving, but you still lose. That's what I'm pulling for. I want them to play well, but I want them to lose. And the Niners, guys, I think they got one of the best front four in football, and they're getting healthy. You look at Dee Ford, the way he came out and played. You look at Buckner, and you look at Armstead. You look at Solomon Thomas. You look at Nicky Bosa, Rookie of the Year. These guys are hungry still. Hungry dog hunts best. You got to realize this is a team that was maybe the odds in Vegas were 8-8 at best. Here's a team that succeeded that. And now, once you get there to that goal, now you kick the can down the road, and now you set the bar higher. And Kyle Shanahan, guys, is a great leader of men. You got a guy who played the game, a guy I played with in John Lynch. He knows. He's making sure he's down there in that locker room. Guys respect him. And then Richard Sherman. So you got a good group of guys that have been in this situation before and guys that understand that this doesn't happen often. Kyle Juszczyk, a guy, a personal friend of mine, played fullback. That guy, he's tough. He's physical. He's a run leader. This guy makes it happen. You got some guys on this Niner team that understand what's at stake, and they know that Green Bay, it's us against the world. Green Bay's coming in with a fist and saying, look, guys, it's going to take our best. No one's giving us a chance. It's us against the world. And we don't care if no one's giving us a chance. They're using that as motivation, sort of like the team that I think is the hottest team in football right now. That's the Tennessee Titans. They believe. They know what they're doing. They got Derrick Henry. Look at the way that team is playing. They've been on the road for 2 weeks, and now they're getting ready to go to Kansas City, which you say, hey, look, you don't know what's going to happen in Kansas City. Kansas City's going to have a hard time stopping that run game. So I look at this Niner-Packer game, yes. On paper, the Niners should win. You're looking at that. But when you got Aaron Rodgers, you have an opportunity. Aaron Rodgers, guys, I think that was the worst game he probably played in his career. I think you guys would agree. They were 1-15 on third down. What's the probability of that happening again? Hell, I can go get LSU, the national title championship team, and think they can go 1-15 against a pro team. 1-15. Those odds were not very good. So I think the Niners understand what's at stake. So look for the Niners to come out ready to meet the intensity of the Green Bay Packers.
Last time the Packers, and I was just going over this, if you look at their series, obviously the opening one on their own two-yard line, they fumble, San Francisco pushes it in, and all of a sudden the Packers are down, and then after that they punted, they turned it over, they punted. But the ball game was still a 13-0 game going into half, and the Packers had to feel extremely lucky at that point, and then the wheels obviously fell off after that. If the Packers play mistake-free football and get a score or two, are we looking at a completely different competitive type of game?
You really are, and here's the biggest thing to me. I think the number's 24. Can Green Bay score over 24? That's going to be who goes to the Super Bowl, because I don't know if the Green Bay can get more than 24 against this defense. If Jimmy G doesn't throw any interceptions, of course, and if all things being equal, 24, I think that's the number the Packers need to get to if they're going to be in this game, because I think that the Niners, when you look at it, they're going to have to score. And 24 is not necessarily a shootout, but if you can get to 24, I think that the odds go up for the Packers to win. I think if you look at this game, though, and you say, hey, if they play a better ball, can they win? Can they do this? Yes, they can. But I think the Green Bay's game plan has to be different. You can't come in this game thinking you're going to go 9-7-step drop and hold onto the ball. Look for them to run the ball on first and second down. And not even in that, look for quick screens. Look for flare screens. Receiver, look for the running back just to do a flare route and just get the ball in his hand, sort of like a pitch. It's almost like a run, but you're just throwing the ball lateral. And now it's one-on-one with the linebacker. Green Bay, in order for them to stay in this game, they have to win on first and second down. If you can win on first and second down, now you're in third and manageable, third and two or three. Now Green Bay has the chance because you're ahead in the sticks. If it's third and eight and third and more than that, it's going to be hard for the defensive line to hold the offensive line to be able to hold those defenders off for 5 seconds, for 4 to 5 seconds. And that's when San Francisco's at its best, and Green Bay knows that. So they are not going to have Aaron Rodgers holding that ball on first and second down. They're going to try to do quick hitting plays, get the ball out of Aaron Rodgers, quick screen, quick game on first and second down, and third down, make sure it's third and manageable. And if you can do that and win every now and then on third down, look for Green Bay to double move. The Niners are going to be trying to stop the slant route. Look for the slant and go. Look for certain things. But it's got to be third and manageable in order for them to drop back to 7-step drops and do those things. Because if you're in third long, Niners are going to pin their ears back. That's why third and minimum for this Green Bay team is going to be imperative for them to stay in this ballgame.
Talking with Lorenzo Neal, former NFL fullback, 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. To me, this game is all about the Packers' offensive line and the defensive front for the 49ers. Last time the Packers got smoked, it seemed to be on skates. If they can hold off the pass rush and or open just a couple of holes for Aaron Rodgers and Jamal Williams, how much does that change the complexity of the game?
Oh, no question. You hit the nail right on the head. Offense entertains, but defense wins championships, and the Niners understand that. You see what they're able to do, you know, to this Minnesota team last week. But let's not be mistaken. The best thing that could have happened to Green Bay was that motorboating when they came out here and got their teeth kicked in. Look, since then, have the Packers lost a game since that beating that they took from San Francisco? They went undefeated. They got on a roll. That was a good sign because of the fact they said, okay, we're going to deal with adversity. Okay, no one gives us a chance. Look what Green Bay's done since then. So I think that you're playing a totally different situation. You're playing a totally different team, and I think Kyle Shanahan is doing a phenomenal job. That's the biggest thing. I don't think that you're going to have a team that's let down because the Niners understand a hungry dog hunts best. And this Green Bay Packers team, they're very hungry, and Aaron Rodgers is trying to get back to another Super Bowl.
Real quick before I let you go, if you had to say one key, two key, because to me I think you got to throw at Richard Sherman just to keep him honest, but you got to have other guys. You got to have Geronimo Allison. You got to have Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Somebody else, Jimmy Graham, they got to step up. It can't all be on Devontae Adams.
It can't be. And I think the Jones have to be big in the run game. You have to run the ball to keep this Niners defense honest. And not just that, you're going to have to throw it to the running back 10 to 12 times, at least target them 10 to 12 times. And Devontae Adams, you got to target him 15 times or more. You have to go to your playmakers. You still can win, even if they're trying to double and roll coverage to him. You got to make sure that Devontae Adams is one of the better best route runners in this league. Now, I'm not just saying that, but a Hall of Famer, Terrell came on the show, on our show, and he said that Terrell Owens said, this guy is unbelievable running routes. But, yes, other guys are going to have to step up and make plays, and I think it's going to be big that the running backs not just running the ball, but out of the backfield, has to catch the ball as well if they're going to stay in this game.
Lorenzo, always great to chat with you. We will see you out in San Fran, and we'll see if indeed you guys get there. We'll see you down in Miami, too. Hope you don't, but nevertheless, if you do, we'll make sure and come over and say hi.
Hey, no doubt. I put it this way. If you can't get along, you might as well get it on. So Sunday night, under the lights, let's get it on, baby.
There you go. There you go. Words of wisdom. Lorenzo Neal, there you go, the former fullback, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Thanks so much. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. One of our fine sponsors taking us down to Miami. Doc Paul from Levine Dental, L-E-V-I-N-E, LevineDental.com. Go to LevineDental.com. Whether it's family, cosmetic, just a checkup, whatever it happens to be, your mouth and your smile is in the best of hands. That's where I go. That's where you should go as well. Speaking of where I go, tax season is upon us. If you got some issues, you got some things you want to take care of, you want to get your taxes done, that kind of thing, Mike Mack, the tax attorney, he can help you out. Go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. He's been helping out friends of mine, business owners, people in the state of Wisconsin. They have questions. They just need a little bit of help to kind of navigate some of the laws. He's the guy to go to. It's just that simple. Go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com and see for yourself what it is I've been telling you about. Stay tuned. Got to talk a little Bucks basketball. We'll get back into the Packers chatter coming up here in a little bit. But stick around. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Trying to be aggressive from, you know, the last couple of games. Just trying to look, you know, find my rhythm, play good basketball, try to find my teammates. And, you know, so there's going to be nights that I don't score the ball. There's going to be nights that I feel good and I score the ball more. You know, the basketball gods reward me. But I'm just trying to, you know, play good basketball, try to get better by each possession.
Those are the words of Giannis, another MVP in the state of Wisconsin. Bucks with big win last night. I shouldn't say big in the sense of, man, they beat this dominant team like the New York Knicks, but a big win last night because of the crowd. And not because of the crowd next door at the Trump rally, but I'm talking about the crowd getting into it because they were chanting Go Pack Go last night. Za'Darius Smith, Aaron Jones, both down there sitting courtside. It was an electric atmosphere at the Fiserv Forum last evening. As welcome back to the program, I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. We got Evan Heffelfinger here, and joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy Eric Name is joining us, our Milwaukee basketball insider as well. Eric, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. So what an atmosphere, huh? To get some of these Packers that are going for an NFC Championship game, they come down from Green Bay, hang out in Milwaukee, and the whole place goes nuts last night.
It was pretty fun to watch because, you know, by that time, Giannis had put in the work that he needed to do, scoring 37 points in 22 minutes. So he was sitting there on the bench, and, you know, it was kind of fun. Fiserv Forum isn't exactly the building that Giannis built, but it's definitely the building that Giannis made quite loud for the last year. And it was just kind of funny. Za'Darius Smith was sitting right next to the Bucks bench, and you could kind of see Giannis looking over like, oh, this is normally my place. Okay, different team, same state. All right, let's do this. Like,
right.
Go Pack, go. Sure. So it was a cool moment to have those two teams, you know, obviously having success at the exact same moment, and to have, you know, two Packers, hugely impactful Packers in the building for that game. And just seeing Packers fans and Bucks fans unite and go crazy with a Go Pack Go, and the Bucks enjoying it from the bench because they had built such a large lead. It was kind of a cool moment as you see both these teams having a whole lot of success right now.
So one of the big questions, I mean, even though Giannis went in last night and did his work and got it done and did it, you know, pretty tremendously, the question I have for you is his back 100% okay, or is he still having issues?
Yeah, I mean, every time, I think by the end of the road trip, they were quite annoyed by us asking about it because throughout the entire West Coast road trip, Giannis didn't really look like himself. So every single night, either me or Matt Velasquez would ask, you know, how's the back? How's it doing? And the response was, there's nothing wrong with his back. He's totally fine. And it just didn't seem to be the truth because he didn't look like himself. I think he's very much looked like himself, one against the Portland Trailblazers in the final game of the road trip, and then again last night. So the line we've gotten from Mike Budenholzer is that this is January. This is normal January wear and tear, that Giannis goes to the basket so much, takes such a beating every night that he's going to have a sore back from time to time, and that's just kind of par for the course in January. But whether or not it's hurt more than normal, I would say it probably is. But they tend to think that that's just normal, and that's what's going to happen once you get to the midpoint of the season and you get in this kind of couple of weeks before the All-Star break where I think teams really separate themselves from just the good teams and the great teams, and you often see that from the moment that you hit the new year to the All-Star break. That's where you see the best teams in the league separate themselves from the teams that are just really good or the teams that might have had a hot start to the season. So that's the spot that we're in right now, and you know they're saying that this is pretty normal wear and tear and nothing out of the ordinary for him.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, with the way he's been playing, obviously he puts a ton of strain and stress upon his body, so... You know, I get it. I you know, Giannis could be ailing a little bit or have some normal bumps and bruises and aches and pains and stuff like that. You're looking forward to the All-Star break getting here. We were talking the other day to Matt Velasquez. I wanted to ask you, some of the guys that have been the unsungs, we keep waiting for the postseason. It's almost like you know they're going there, so some people just go, you know, let us know when they get there. But what they're doing right now is quite remarkable, and they're getting it done from many different phases. Is there an Achilles heel? Is there a chink in the armor that is the Milwaukee Bucks right now?
I think one of the big things with this team is every coach that we talk to is that they're amazed that the Bucks can both be so efficient offensively, but then also play at the fastest pace of the league. And, you know, we were just in Sacramento. That's a team that has played fast for a couple of years now. And when they play fast, it gets ragged. Like it doesn't look good. And the Bucks tend not to do that. Like, they get out in transition. They still take good shots. They're still solid defensively. So the things that typically go along with team playing fast, they don't do, and because of that, they're just able to throttle teams. And I think the main concern with this team is always going to be what happens in half-court settings. And the NBA playoffs are largely a half-court game. Teams don't allow you to get out in transition. They are much more disciplined in those moments. So all these points that Giannis can get in fast breaks and in transition, some of those dry up. Not all of them. He's still going to be able to get out some, but in the playoffs, those points dry up. So I think one thing that we've seen throughout this whole season is there's been multiple times where Bud is just furious with his team up 20 points, and you're trying to figure out why. And the reason why is, you know, he's told his guys, like, stop doing fast breaks. We don't need any work on fast breaks. We're really good at those. We want to play half-court basketball right now. We're up 20. We want to work on some things. So keep it in the half-court, slow it down, and let's see that execution. And to me, that's the thing that is going to continue to stand out with this team, and I think the question that you're going to have. I think defensively they're going to be fine. Last year, they were the best defense in the league. They were great defensively in the postseason. It was just not being able to score enough in the half court. I think that remains the question this year, and they're obviously working on it. They're working towards getting better and more efficient in those spots, but I think that's going to be the big thing for this team is how do they score in the postseason, and how do they score when teams slow them down? Because that's more often than not what happens in the playoffs.
Talking to our Milwaukee basketball insider, Eric Name. You can follow him on Twitter, at Eric_Name, NEHM. So the Bucks a game past the halfway point of the season. Do me a favor, tell me about a couple of the unsung. So as we get towards the end of the season, like last year they didn't have DiVincenzo. Talk about his play. Talk about some of the new additions, because what this, to me at least, what these guys have brought is constant depth. It's not like you get a, you know, it's kind of like hockey. You can get drop-offs in lines when you change lines. And it seems like when the Bucks, short of when Giannis is not on the floor, you don't have a dramatic drop-off in performance no matter what lineup you're running out there.
Yeah, I mean, even when they do take Giannis off the floor, I think last time I checked, they were plus 6 points per 100 possessions with him off the floor. So even with him off the floor, they're still doing it, and it really is a credit to their depth. And, you know, I think DiVincenzo is obviously one of the names that you point to as to how they're able to continue doing this. And I just think you see him grow every single game that he plays. He gets more comfortable making reads. He gets more comfortable trusting his basketball instincts at the next level after playing just 29 games in his rookie season. I think you're seeing him getting more comfortable making reads, and I mean, getting more comfortable jumping passing lanes. That's something that if you try it as a rookie, you can look real stupid sometimes. Like, NBA players know all the tricks. They understand that. And this year, I think what you're seeing is last year he worried about his base defense and being in the right position. This year, he's taking more chances. He's really reading the floor well and going out and making a bunch of plays on the defensive end. So I think that's one thing that stands out. And then I think the other thing that stands out for this team this year is having Robin Lopez on the roster. I know in the NBA there's always a lot of talk about downsizing and what your small ball lineups look like and, you know, what you can do without a center on the floor. And this Bucks team has really prioritized having a true center on the floor for 48 minutes with Brook and Robin Lopez. And, you know, early in the year, I think Robin struggled a little bit offensively and defensively, you know, trying to figure out the Bucks scheme, trying to figure out exactly how all this is going to work. And, you know, in the last month or so, I think Robin's really figured out where his spots are on the floor, figured out what he can do offensively, and he's getting more comfortable defensively. And now you're in a spot where if you do have to go up against Joel in the playoffs, which seems incredibly likely with, you know, the way that the Sixers can play when they have things going right, that's huge. Like, they don't have to try to figure out an undersized way to do it. They don't have to put Giannis on him. They don't have to try to put Ersan Ilyasova on him. They have a second true center, and they can just roll him out there, and he'll be ready to go then. So I think those are two that really stand out to me for guys coming off the bench.
Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Eric, it is always great to chat with you and talk some Bucks basketball. The Bucks continue to win. Big night last night, and they'll continue to move on. We'll talk again next week, and I know we're squeezing you in with a lot of Packers chatter, but Packers chatter filled the building last night, so it was good to kind of have a crossover there as well.
Yes, indeed. Sounds good. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider. You can find him on Twitter at Eric_Name, N-E-H-M. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. More of the Bill Michael Show next. Coming up after the top of the hour, Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be here. We're also going to hear from the head coach of your Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur. And then we're going to get the future NFL, pro football, I should say, Hall of Famer. I don't want to mix those two up because it's pro football, not NFL Hall of Fame. It's pro football Hall of Fame, which is the NFL, but you know what I mean. Leroy Butler is going to be here, bottom of the next hour. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over, beyond the borders, getting it done. Also, if you're moody, sluggish, tired, you don't have any stamina, no energy, they can help you out with that. Low T treatments as well. And then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. And yes, it works. You just got to kind of stick to it. Give yourself 30 days. Transform yourself into a new you. You'll notice the difference almost immediately. And you'll feel better, you'll look better, and you'll be able to feel good about yourself all over again. That's our friends over there at Neumel Medical, where they have a location in Green Bay and one in Milwaukee, also one down in Chicago. But you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. One of the interesting things said, remember, was that Aaron Rodgers had stated that, I don't care if we look ugly because I don't mind playing ugly all the way to the Super Bowl. And some of you are reminding me of that. Look, I know that. I get it. I understand it. I know people have a lot of faith in this team. And that's great. You go pound for pound, person for person, player for player. If you want to line them all up, San Francisco, we all know, probably has overall the better personnel. But there is something innate for the Green Bay Packers right now. And if they get off to a decent start, it's a game. It's game on out in Santa Clara. And here's the other thing, and this is something that that we haven't really discussed. Let's just say you're Jimmy Garoppolo. You're in your second postseason game of all time. You're coming in with a team that is really, really good, right? You just dispensed the Minnesota Vikings in almost easy fashion, but your defense just beat the hell out of Kirk Cousins, right? Let's just say that the best offensive line in football, being the Green Bay Packers, is able to keep Aaron Rodgers upright. And suddenly you're across the field and you're watching Aaron Rodgers do things that Aaron Rodgers normally does. He's threading the needle to Devontae. He's hitting a tight end. He's hitting Aaron Jones out of the backfield. Scrambles a couple of times, slides for a first down, moving the sticks. Suddenly there's a score, and then another score. The one thing that Jimmy Garoppolo has not really had to do in the postseason is go toe-to-toe with a guy of Aaron Rodgers' stature. Now, he went toe-to-toe with Drew Brees down in the Dome, and that was an incredibly successful venture. I give him all the credit in the world. But when it's a do or die, if you wake up tomorrow with an L, you go home. He hasn't done that yet, which is another reason for the Green Bay Packers to get off to a fast start. You may force him into nervousness and therefore a play or two, a pass or two that falls in the hands of the Green Bay Packers. Gives them some opportunities, or at the very least, falls short on third down and allows the Packers defense to get off the field and gives the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. So think about that. Some momentum swings. He hasn't had to do that. He hasn't had to deal with it yet. If you can get him to deal with that a couple of times this coming weekend, maybe that's another aspect of this game that you really haven't thought of, that he has to look across the field and go, oh, I got to go. This guy's on. He may be an old man, but he's savvy. He's smart. He's still got the arm. He still can move. He can read a defense better than anybody. And if he's threading the needle, uh-oh, maybe I got to go toe-to-toe with this cat. And maybe you force, just by mere pressure, a couple of errant throws. Possibility there as well. We'll talk with Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, when we come back. Also, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach. And Leroy Butler is going to be here as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.